So I was looking at the news, and I seen where Starbucks, it was two black guys in Starbucks somewhere, and somebody, I guess an employee at Starbucks, called the police and had them arrested. I don't know if they was arrested, but they were put in handcuffs and escorted out. And I seen the video, and yeah, it was pretty sad, you know, that it's 2018, and we still dealing with racism, we still dealing with stereotypes and things of that nature. But I don't want to talk to you about the racism and the stereotypes. I want to talk to you about how everybody is talking about boycotting Starbucks because an employee, a person, felt intimidated by a black person and called the cops. That don't mean that you boycott all the Starbucks because of what one person did. Now, I could be wrong in this whole story. You know, I'm just going by the things that I seen and what I heard about on the news. So, and I've heard that that employee doesn't work there anymore. So why would you boycott the whole Starbucks chain? Now, I get it. People going to have their reasons. And I'm not saying that your reason is wrong. But what I'm saying is so many times we as a people, black, white, Asian, it don't matter. Mexican, we as a people in general jump conclusions too much. So we'll say, well, I'm going to boycott all Starbucks because one employee at one of the Starbucks might have been a racist. Who cares? We got to get over all this stuff. First of all, we got to quit being so sensitive, number one. Was it wrong? Yes, it was wrong. That should have never happened. The police should have even done that. The police should be held accountable for putting those guys in handcuffs. The person that worked at Starbucks that done it should be held accountable. People should be held accountable for their actions. I get that. But we as a people, on the other hand, got to quit jumping conclusions and making things worse than what they already are. So if one employee messes up at Starbucks, does that mean I'm supposed to boycott all Starbucks? If one employee messes up at McDonald's, does that mean I'm supposed to boycott all McDonald's? No. You need that person or people to be held accountable for their actions. That's what you want to happen, number one. And then you just keep it moving. And if it don't happen and it's something that's against everybody, the Bible teaches that vengeance is mine, says the Lord, he will repay. The Bible teaches that God is going to leave room for his vengeance. So it's not up to us to blow everything out of the water, make everything a bit racial thing, make everything all this. It's not up to us to do that. Some things have to happen so God can have room for his wrath. That's what the Bible teaches. So guess what? As I do this podcast right now, as a black man, a black Christian man, I am sipping my Starbucks. I like Starbucks coffee. Coffee is coffee. For those that want to boycott all Starbucks because of what one employee did, that's on you. I ain't saying it's wrong. I ain't saying it's right. But let's not forget about the police officers that had the guy in handcuffs. And the crazy thing is, if I'm not mistaken, in the video, I might have seen a black police officer standing there. So is it a racial thing? Could be. Could not. Should we throw it out of proportion than what the world is already messed up? Should we just throw all these stones and everything? No, I don't think it's worth all of that. I think people should be held accountable for their actions. I think that we should wake up and quit being so sensitive sometime. Speak now, forever hold your peace, and keep it moving and move forward. We can't keep going back in past and time all time, man. We're getting sensitive. That's what's going on. Hey, that's just my opinion, though. Above the norm, Jesus saves. I love everybody.